From Tidbits on January 4th, 2010, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for January 4th, 2010, written by Tidbits staff. Things 1.2.8. Cultured Code has released a minor update to the popular task manager, Things, that fixes 5 bugs. The bugs fixed could cause Things to open with a blank window and remain unresponsive, to recreate quick entry dialog shortcuts that had been removed by the user, to generate duplicates of certain file links when opening their related to-do items, and to crash when running version 1.2.5 with a 1.2.6 database. Also, this update fixes a bug related to sync conflicts with the today list, though the fix is dependent on installing the latest iPhone version of Things, 1.3.12. Lastly, several minor localization issues have been resolved. Wiretap Anywhere 1.0.6. Ambrosia Software has released a minor maintenance update to its audio capture suite, Wiretap Anywhere. Wiretap Anywhere 1.0.6 includes an upgraded version of the Ambrosia Audio Support kernel extension, version 3.2, which enables proper loading for users running Mac OS X, 10.4 Tiger on PowerPC-based Macs, fixes a drawing problem on the input meters, improves overall compatibility, and fixes a number of unspecified bugs. 27-inch iMac Graphics Firmware Update 1.0. Apple has released a much-needed firmware update for the 27-inch iMac that aims to address the model's widespread display problems. The update is for the ATI Radeon HD 4670 and 4850 graphics cards, and corrects issues causing, quote, image corruption or display flickering, end quote. Those issues have been widely discussed in Apple support discussion forums. See New iMac Screens Cracking and Flickering, published on December 10, 2009, in conjunction with instances of shipped iMacs arriving with cracked screens. Still no word on that latter problem. Finally, take heed of this important warning in Apple's release notes. Quote, do not disturb or shut off the power on your iMac during this update. Loss of power could result in your iMac failing to start up. The update is available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. Keyboard Maestro 4.0.1. Stairways Software has released a minor maintenance and stability update to the popular macro utility Keyboard Maestro. Version 4.0.1 resolves an issue that caused slow typing speeds when simulating keystrokes, fixes a bug that enabled multiple engines to run at once, prevents simulating keys from causing hotkeys to trigger, and addresses a crashing bug that affected users running Mac OS X 10.5. Also, support for growling macro execution has been added, the remap forward delete macro is now disabled by default, and a 10-second emergency timeout has been added on trigger repeat. Mail Services Update 1.0. Apple's Mail Services Update 1.0 for Snow Leopard Server comes with brief release notes stating only that it addresses, quote, issues affecting overall mail service reliability and performance. Although Apple recommends the update for all users running Mac OS X Server 10.6.2, there have been reports of it causing problems, along with a possible solution outlined in an Apple discussions thread. It's available via software update or the Apple Supports download page. Installation instructions for the update are available on Apple's website. Firefox 3.5.6. Mozilla has released a substantial security update to the popular web browser, Firefox, while release notes are terse, saying only that the update fixes, quote, several stability security issues, the bug list indicates several critical vulnerabilities have been addressed, including 3 that can be exploited to crash the browser and run arbitrary code. ProTools 8.0.3. With version 8.0.3, DigiDesign has brought Snow Leopard compatibility to its professional audio editing software, Pro Tools, which also now requires an Intel-based Mac. In general, Pro Tools 8 offers a refreshed interface, the capability to work with 3 times as many audio tracks, an added score editor, a new MIDI editor, an elastic pitch feature, and new track compositing capabilities. Hazel 2.3.5. NoodleSoft has released a maintenance update to the file cleanup utility, Hazel. version 2.3.5 can sequentially renumber files, reference the source folder and rules so as to be able to mimic folder structures when copying and moving files, run AppleScript bundles, and integrate with Yazsoft's speed download to clean up incomplete and duplicate downloads. Also, a handful of minor interface tweaks have been made. AppSweep can now cleans out growl tickets and the caches folder under /var/folders, and a number of bugs have been fixed. The full release notes are available via Noodlesoft's website. Epson Printer Drivers 2.2 for Mac OS X 10.6.1. Apple has released a driver update that includes the latest Epson printing and scanning software for Snow Leopard, end quote. More information on supported Epson printers is available on Apple's website. The update is available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. Lexmark Printer Drivers 2.2 for Mac OS X 10.6. Apple has released a Snow Leopard driver update for Lexmark printers that, quote, includes the latest drivers for printers you have used on your system, end quote. More information on supported Lexmark printers is available from Apple's website. The update is available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.